Downtown Ballston Spa is full of charming old Victorian houses, but there's one that's different than its neighbors, the Vet House. 14 formerly homeless veterans live here. It has a comfy frat house vibe. There are guitars propped up in the corners, military flags and posters on the wall. The kitchen is overflowing with food.
It's cozy.
It's super cozy.
It's very cozy. All the guys get along. We all cook clean, look out for each other.
That's Dave, who moved in a couple weeks ago. He's a Navy veteran and doesn't want his last name used because of the stigma around homelessness and addiction.
I started to have a drinking problem when I was in the military, and about a year ago, got kicked out of my house.
Then he bounced around. Detox, rehab, a group home, and for a while, his brother's couch.
Did you think of yourself as homeless during that time?
Yes. The only thing I had was a vehicle that my ex-roommate had co-signed for, so I had to get rid of that. So I wasn't homeless, but I didn't have a job, didn't have anything else going for me at the time.
Transitional housing for veterans is rare in rural areas, and most rural homeless vets have few options.
The bottom line is that a lot of them at times are either couch surfing and they don't have a permanent, place to sleep at night.
Leah Rosenberger is the executive director of the Veteran and Community Housing Coalition, which runs the Vet House.
A lot of times we find that the last tangible materialistic items that they have is a vehicle. So a lot of times they'll be sleeping in those. Or there are some encampments throughout the community where individuals are staying together in tents.
I go to visit some of those camps with Robert Curry, who works at the shelters of Saratoga. They're hidden in plain sight. Behind the grocery store, near the train station, you have to look closely to spot the tarps through the bare trees.
Oh yeah, I see like a mattress, a couple of mattresses.
We hop out of the van and crunch down a well-worn path.
You can see like a frame of where they had a tent up. There's a bicycle, carts full of stuff, hats, bottles.
These types of living situations make it hard to know just how many rural homeless vets are out there. Catherine Monet is the executive director of the National Coalition for Homeless Veterans.
Because it's such a challenge to count people in rural areas and services are so spread out, I don't know that the numbers even that are out there for rural veterans are accurate.
Monet says structural barriers can make it hard for low-income rural veterans. Finding affordable housing in small communities, getting to VA clinics, which can be far away, and finding a decent job. That means, for many, homelessness could be just one step away. Stephanie Maxwell works with the Veteran and Community Housing Coalition. She's an Army reservist, and she knows what it's like for the veterans that she works with. When she moved back to upstate New York a couple years ago, she had trouble finding an apartment she could afford and ended up couch surfing with her two kids.
I started to realize, like, wait, this is my life. Like, I don't have a home. I don't have a house. I get how easy it could have been for me to be on the street.
Ultimately, Maxwell got out of that cycle of couch surfing. She's found an apartment and steady work. Her advice to rural veterans who are facing homelessness: find an organization in your community. It might be a social service agency. It might be a church. Then pick up the phone, make the call, and don't be afraid to ask for help. I'm Sarah Harris.